At the Newport International in Waterboucher, I have the pleasure of meeting Mitch Arthur. And Mitch, you got an exciting new product. I mean, it's high tech. Tell me about it.
Well, it's not really high tech. We're making high tech easy. That's what we're doing here, Captain Lou. So we operate a network that could monitor and manage things. And to the marine industry, we're offering a full suite of sensors today that are all battery powered. They connect back to our network on a cellular IoT radio that's built right onto the device. They do not require power connection to any boat power systems. They don't require connectivity via Wi-Fi or any type of data. The network's built right into the sensor. So,
and this is a bilge alarm sensor you're talking about.
So, yeah, this is our bilge alarm sensor. And it's a kit that we launched here at the Newport International Boat Show. We call it the Bilge Max Notify. And it's a float switch that goes down into the bilge. And we have our notification sensor you kind of put in the high dry port of the boat. That notification sensor will sense any water, high water levels in your bilge, and it automatically sends those notifications out to our network.
I wish I had one last week. You know, I stepped on my platform or my boat, and I said, holy mackerel, that was a deep step. And then I looked into the bilge, and it was full.
And it was full. I mean, that happens all the time. And it's especially when people aren't at their boats, you know, on a regular basis. And, you know, sometimes life is busy, and, you know, and see the thing for a month, and next thing you know, you go back, and it's the butt's hanging in the water. So
how do you attach the float switch? Because, you know, that was my problem. My float switch came loose.
The float switch can be installed down into the bilge with two installed stainless steel screws, or, you know, we've had people zip tie them to your actual pump, so it sits kind of right on the floor of the bilge. It's a pretty simple device to install.
Okay, so what happens when it goes off?
So when the device goes off, it like I said before, it sends notification up to our network. We process that information, and we send customer a notification based on their profile. So that notification can come either via text message and or email, voice alert, and if it's something mission critical, we also have a 24/7 central station built onto our platform so that anybody can be connected with a live operator 24 hours a day.
How does it come to you, though, like Bluetooth or cell phone or what?
How does it come to the customer?
So no, how does it come to the company? You're monitoring.
So it comes to us because the device has a cellular modem built onto it. So it's like a cell phone that runs on a battery.
Yeah. So, and it must be a high-tech battery. Come on.
Nope, it's a standard CR123A battery. You can buy them on Amazon for $2.
And how long does that battery last?
So the battery lasts 100 cycles. So the device leaving the factory is set to check onto the network every two weeks. So if you install it and you have no water issues, every 2 weeks it checks in just to say hello. In that mode, it would last for probably a couple of years. But we recommend boaters that, I mean, you change it every season just because it's so inexpensive.
Okay, so I'm speaking with Mitch Arthur. He's from Amit Marine, and it's Amit, A-R-M-I-T, Amit Marine. And while we're talking, Mitch, can listeners go on your website and see the product?
Yes, they can see the product right on our website, www.armitmarine.com.
Yep. It doesn't matter if you have a center console or a mega yacht.
Nope, it doesn't matter. And again, for, you know, even boats with sophisticated systems, there's something in the telecom world where I come from that we call redundancy. So, I mean, for $69.99 a year for a cellular connected device.
That's it?
That's it. It's kind of a no-brainer. You know, if you invite me on to your boat, Captain Lou, you know, just packing the beer, the cooler with beer and ice is going to cost you $69. So for a boater, that's next to free, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and the device itself, the alarm kit?
So the entire kit is $199 retail. Again, you can find it online and soon to be at your favorite local marine shop.
It's sort of important because all of a sudden, every week we hear about storms producing, you know, 10, 15, 20 inches of rain. I'm used to 1 or 2 inches of rain. Now they're talking 10, 20 inches.
So that's a great point that you put out there. I mean, again, the statistics are 80% of boats that sink, they sink while they're tied up at dock.
Yeah.
And it's either for human error or battery problems or heavy storm surge where, you know, your bilge pump's working because all that water rushes down and the battery dies. And, you know, battery is a precious commodity on a boat. That's why our system is so unique because it's autonomous and it stands alone from the boat systems. It has its own internal battery and doesn't require any power connection whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's really a cheap insurance policy because I'm hearing, I don't know if you've heard this or not, I'm hearing the insurance companies aren't paying for losses that occur while the boat's at the dock.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that as well. I guess there's a couple of instances where you have to prove a failure on something, but Yeah, I mean, because they need to mitigate their loss. And this is, you know, we've actually had some conversations here at the Newport International Boat Show with some insurance carriers who are going to set some meetings up with us to provide their customers a safety credit to cover the annual $69.99 service.
Okay, so Mitch Arthur from Amit Marine, he's got one of the newest products that are being shown at the Newport International InWater Boat Show. Mitch, where are you going from here?
We're looking into doing the Annapolis show next, and we're also looking at the ones down in Southern Connecticut. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, we'll kind of start hitting the circuit on the boat shows. This was our first one, so we picked the Newport International Boat Show to launch the brand and the products.
I'm at marine.com.
And we're also on Facebook and Twitter and all those social networks.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What's one thing every boat tries to do when it's launched?
Tries to get to the bottom. That's what they try to do.
Every boat, from the day it's born, wants to go to the bottom.
I'll go to the bottom. That's it, Captain Luke.
Mitch, a pleasure meeting you.
Great to talk to you.
And thanks for coming on board.